Hey everyone, this is your health bestie Barbara. In the last episode, we discussed recovery and shared tips on how I helped to improve my recovery. In this episode, we will discuss sleep debt. Sleep plays a role in our recovery process. That is what this episode's all about. So what is sleep debt? Sleep debt is the difference between the amount of sleep your body needs and the amount of sleep you actually get. Think of it like a bank account. When you get less sleep than needed, you borrow from your sleep bank. Over time, this builds up into sleep debt. If not repaid with adequate rest, it can affect your mood, memory, immune system, hormone balance, metabolism, and overall health. Key points. Chronic sleep debt can lead to fatigue, irritability, slower reaction time, and increased risk of disease. Short-term debt. One night of poor sleep can often be repaid with extra sleep over the next few nights. You can't fully make up for long-term sleep deprivation by sleeping in on weekends. This can help, but doesn't fully restore cognitive or metabolic function. So for example, if you need 8 hours of sleep and only get six, you accumulate 2 hours of sleep debt. Do that for 5 days and you're 10 hours in debt. For recovery, you want to prioritize consistent, high quality sleep. Stick to a regular sleep schedule, even on the weekends. Naps can help, but long-term correction requires consistent full nights of sleep. Consistency is more powerful than one perfect night of sleep. Your body doesn't want hero mode, it wants rhythm. Your circadian system is a 24-hour clock that thrives on predictability. When you go to bed and wake up at roughly the same time each day, even weekends, you train your body to trust that it'll get what it needs. That builds HRV resilience. It stabilizes your cortisol, and over time, you feel the difference. Trying to catch up by sleeping 12 hours on the weekend after burning out all week doesn't work. The body doesn't flip back that fast. Sleep isn't a binge and purge process. It's a daily rhythm. What is a healthy minimum of sleep? A healthy minimum of sleep depends on your age, but for most adults, the general guideline is 7 hours a night for a healthy minimum. So if you were to break this down by age group, then we would say teens between 14 and 17, 8 to 10 hours. Young adults, 18 to 25, 7 to 9 hours. And keep that same amount of hours through the age of about 64 and over 65, 7 to 8 hours. Getting less than 6 hours regularly is associated with higher risk of obesity, heart disease, diabetes, and cognitive decline. The quality of sleep matters just as much as quantity. Deep and REM sleep are vital for memory repair and hormone regulation. Some individuals may function well on slightly less sleep, 6.5 hours, if they have excellent sleep quality and no signs of sleep deprivation, but this is rare and often not sustainable. The real goal is restorative sleep. It's not just how long you're in bed, it's what your body does while you're sleeping. We want two key stages to be strong. Deep sleep, slow wave sleep. This is where your body heals, muscle repair, immune rest, REM sleep, mental clarity, mood regulation, memory integration. If you're skipping either of these stages, you can sleep 8 hours and still wake up foggy. Want more deep sleep? Start winding down at least 60 minutes before bed. Turn off overhead lights. So if you want to improve your REM, try a consistent sleep wake time and consider light movement or meditation after dinner to ease into a parasympathetic state. How do recovery activities impact sleep? Recovery activities can help reduce the impact of sleep debt, but they do not erase the debt itself. think of them like interest payments. They help manage the stress and effects of sleep loss, but don't replace the restorative processes that only happen during actual sleep. Recovery activities that help, napping 20 to 90 minutes, can temporarily improve alertness, memory, and mood. Meditation or yoga promote parasympathetic activity and mental clarity. They're good for short-term recovery, but not a substitute for sleep. So magnesium, breath work, light stretching, these help calm the nervous system and prepare you for better sleep later. Cold exposure or contrast showers may help improve circadian rhythm regulation, especially when done in the morning. Proper nutrition and hydration support your body's ability to recover from stress, including sleep deprivation. Low stimulation rest, simply lying down in a dark, quiet space can reduce the stress burden on your system. The key here is you still need to repay sleep debt with sleep. Recovery activities reduce the symptoms and stress load, but REM and slow wave sleep are where true neurological and physical recovery occur. If you're accumulating sleep debt, the ideal solution is to sleep longer, extend your nightly sleep, or add naps. Improve sleep quality, optimize your environment, your nutrition, and evening wind down routines. Use recovery tools to manage stress and avoid compounding damage. The role of restorative sleep. So when we look at sleep, there's two important stages. That's deep sleep and REM. This is where your nervous system heals and memory files itself. Deep sleep helps with muscle repair and immune recovery. REM helps with mental sharpness and mood regulation. REM stands for rapid eye movement. So a pre-sleep ritual can help to improve your sleep performance. The 30 to 60 minutes before sleep, have some type of ritual that you do. Block, use light blocking glasses, temperature control, a wind down routine. How to stay recovered even in sleep debt? You can use movement, nutrition, hydration, light and cold, breath, and stillness. In the morning, take a walk in the sunlight. Hydrate with electrolytes. Have some protein by mid-morning. Use a power nap. And have HRV-friendly foods like leafy greens, magnesium-rich foods. So you may be in debt, but you don't have to default. Give your body what it needs to rebound. So that's a wrap on this episode. Sleep debt is real. Stay aware of your signals and give your body the support it needs to stay resilient, even when you're running low. Next week, we'll dive into strain and recovery, how to balance effort and rest so you keep progressing without burning out. So we're going through different aspects. We've covered recovery. This week, we covered sleep. Next week, we're preparing strain activities with recovery. So learn more about that then. So this is Barbara with Health Solutions Today. Thanks again for listening, and we'll talk soon.